Alright, we gotta make sure we get all the essentials for Atlanta. Essential number one, my panda. Someone will get really mad if I don't bring my panda along with me. Someone. So I gotta get underwear. He's rotten. Saya, I mean, he's a very highly skilled fighter.
He brings a lot of tools to the table, and
he's good on the mic. He's got, you know, this swag. He's got this flair to him, and he's a star in the making.
One nice shirt.
He's just skipping the line over a lot of guys. Jacare, Yoel, Weidman. He fought Anderson Silva, but, I mean, let's be honest, you know, all respects to Anderson. He's one of the greatest of all time, but obviously he's not the same guy that he was in his prime. I fought some legends, I fought former champions, and I just don't think he's fought those killers that I have, you know what I mean? I fought Bisping, I fought Weidman, I fought Jacare. I just don't think he's been through that fire, man, and I think it'll be a little overwhelming.
But we're really focused on us and really confident that we're going to come out with the win.
All right, Atlanta. We heading out of the ATL.
Anytime we go and visit a new city, me and my team, we like to go and check it out. We want to see what they're about, the culture, the sights, the people. We just seeing the land. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Look at that. Take it in. Take it in. Nothing beats fresh air, I tell you that much. Brother Z, $50 for 10 seconds to get to the top of this row, from bottom of the row to top of the row. And if his time is fast, I'll try beat it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I'm gonna do this. Can someone grab the money from Matt?
Ready, set, go!
That's pretty good.
11 already! 11, 12, 13! You lost!
Have a great day.
That was 13, I promise to God. I stopped it at 14, but that was 13 something. Oh man, he was moving.
Bro, he was moving, bro. He didn't really slow down too much. Ready?
Yeah.
Set. Go.
I fell.
Stop start. 13.9.
You know what happened? You know what happened?
I slipped and I still beat him. I beat his time.
Today, my name rhymes with spinner. I ain't talking spinner dolphin.
The guy lost. Now he's trying to act all tough. Probably be the last embedded you see him on.
Good that it's over. The work is done.
Not yet.
The hay's in the barn.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the most prepared I've ever been. You know, I feel incredible. Everything's right on track. My weight, I feel strong. I feel focused. I'm excited.
Take some shots. Just get in there, get warm, play around a little bit.
I'm fighting Max Holloway in Atlanta, Georgia. It's incredible to get a title shot, and it's another great thing to get it in the South, the dirty South. You know, there's always pressure. Every fight's your biggest fight. Whether you're coming off of wins, losses, you always got something to prove.
Nice.
I know what I need to do. I know how focused I need to be. And I'm gonna finish Max. I have a lot of respect for him. He's a great guy, great champion, seems like a good father, but there's gonna be a opportunity where he makes a mistake and I capitalize. I'm gonna be brilliant on Saturday night. I'm gonna get my hand raised. I'm gonna shock the world and I'm gonna make something special happen.
Feels weird being here for fight week.
You know? Here we go.
For sure, fight in the United States is totally different for us now. He can't see all his family there in the fight, so all his friends can go in the fight. And especially because the crowd, for sure the crowd's gonna be all by Kelvin inside. And for sure, as soon as Kelvin steps inside the octagon, the victory will come.
Excelente, campeão! Excelente, campeão!
That's rare for me, man. It's fight week, and I'm here training at Kings. And my last few fights, I've been international. China, Brazil a few times, and Australia. I was in Australia for a couple of weeks, so this time is not the case. You know, I'm here fight week. I get to travel to Atlanta tomorrow, which feels good, man. I wake up tomorrow early morning and fly there, check in, and Henry's gonna be there, Yair's gonna be there, my mom's gonna be there, my girlfriend's gonna be there, I got my aunts, uncles, cousins. It's gonna be quite an entourage. This is an individual sport, but we wouldn't be able to get in that side of the octagon without a group of support. This is gonna be our belt. Like, it's not just gonna be mine, man. I feel like it's gonna be ours. Like, that's the way I feel. Like, it's ours, not just mine. Thank you. It's gonna be our belt.
Tell you guys this right now. We're about to meet someone special. Half man, half amazing, but all bless. It's over.
When you got into it for the first time, like, how do you prepare for that? Like, how do you prepare for the likes of leg kicks, body shots, and just being able to take a bunch? I mean, like, were you, because you said you didn't start off as a fighter.
My first fight, I actually took on 3 days' notice, and I took it because it cost $30 to get into the fight. And I was like, oh, I just take a fight and I can go for free because I had a bunch of my friends fighting, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's just a lot of repetition and putting yourself in bad situations, you know? It's like, the first fight, when I fought Dustin, I got topped up by a head and arm triangle and then and an arm bar. And I remember resting for like 2 days and I went straight to practice and I put myself in like 1,000 triangles. I got tapped out, but there was a point where it flipped the switch, you know, from then on. And I think so that was my welcome to the league moment.
What is it like for you? Do fans chirp at you, I'm assuming, from, you know, being around the octagon?
The best times is when I'm in there and I hit a corner. Like, I'm fighting, and I hit a corner. Like, in my last fight, his striking coach was yelling to him, like, he's done, Brian, he's done. I was like, no, I'm here all day. I'm going to be here all day. And then I jabbed him. And then I was like, and then he didn't hit me. That's how I was like, I knew. It was like, okay, this is going to be a fun night for me. Yeah.
All over the world know you now.
Yeah, bits and pieces.